The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer Scott Eckersley, talking about media and the fact that we just like to blow everything out of proportion in sports media. Just talked a lot about how ESPN was running packages this week when I was watching SportsCenter on Thursday morning. They ran three consecutive packages where they had Lakers highlights losing the Warriors, had an analyst on saying what's wrong with the Lakers, had the Red Sox losing five straight, had Buster Olney to talk about what was wrong with the Red Sox and whether it was time to hit the panic button, and then the same thing with Pujols. And Scott, I just got to be honest, I'm sick of seeing this kind of stuff on ESPN, and I'm convinced the reason is we have spread ourselves too thin in the sports industry, and all our stories are now watered down.
Well, I agree with you on that. I don't understand why ESPN does it, though, because isn't ESPN supposed to encompass all of sports? MLB Network, you mentioned MLB, Big Ten, I'm not
Fox
sure.
Fox Soccer Channel, Fox things soccer. Like that.
Those
yeah.
are specialized. They're supposed to be 24/7 for baseball, soccer, Big Ten. I mean, you can't go too far with all of that. MLB, I watch MLB TV all the time. If they have baseball on, I'll watch that. But yeah, you watch it for more than an hour and a half, yep. you're going to get the same things because that's all they have. ESPN should have other things they need to, especially right now.
Right, but see, that's not their programming philosophy, though. ESPN, you're right, they should have NHL stuff to talk about. They should have all sorts of stuff to talk about. But what does ESPN do? They talk about the stuff that is televised on ESPN. They talk about baseball, they talk about basketball, they talk about NFL. Why? Because that's the kind of stuff that is on ESPN, and they want to give that type of stuff promotion. That's the problem that I have with ESPN these days. ESPN has just turned into its own little promotions machine, where all they do is say, hey, this is the stuff we have. Hey, here's what you should pay attention to. This is what it's important. Okay? If MLS and the World Cup were not on ESPN, do you think ESPN would give soccer any thought whatsoever?
You'd see it on the bottom line. You might see
not
a
even.
Couple highlights.
Not even.
You don't think that much?
I don't think they'd even put it on the bottom line. Maybe the Champions League, but that's about it. Not even. Okay, this is the way ESPN has run for about 10 years or so, is they say, this is what we have, this is what we're televising, therefore this is what we're going to put. Look at when the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs are going. What leads every single day on SportsCenter?
Probably Boston Celtics.
NBA playoffs yeah. is what I'm getting at. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does ESPN bury the NHL as far as a time frame on SportsCenter? The 30s, 35s, 30 minutes into a show, somewhere in there. Okay. They don't pay attention to the NHL because they don't televise the NHL. That's the way ESPN is, and that's why they've spread themselves so thin.
Well, I'm sure if we turned it on right now, if we switched over, I think we've got, what, ESPN2 on? Because we've got soccer in the studio. But I'm pretty sure we'd see right away Red Sox-Yankees.
Let me see. I'm going to change it right now. Let's check it out. We're on SportsCenter. Here's what's on. Oh, nope,
Barry
they're talking
Bonds.
Barry Bonds trial.
Bottom of the hour. Okay, top of the hour, I'm sure, though, Red Sox-Yankees.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because Sunday Night Baseball this week is Red Sox-Yankees. So what are they going to do? They're going to show that highlight, and then they're probably going to show a promo where they say, by the way, Sunday Night Baseball, Red Sox-Yankees.
Well, and then they'll come back and they'll break down the win and how now Dustin Pedroia is leading the way and Kevin Youkilis is sure to follow and this and that.
And, you know, the thing is, I don't think it's necessarily bad programming strategies. You're promoting it from a business standpoint. ESPN is promoting what they have.
And it clearly works for them. I mean, they are the worldwide
obviously.
Leader.
Obviously. Now, it annoys me as somebody who pays attention to all sports. It annoys me that for somebody who likes tennis, until the majors come around, or until maybe the Pacific Life Open that they televise, nobody talks about tennis. They don't care about tennis. Now, part of that is because Andy Roddick's the only American left that has anything, and he doesn't really make impacts in tournaments. But I think a bigger issue is the fact that ESPN doesn't televise those tennis tournaments, so why promote them? That's the biggest issue. And that's what I'm trying to get out of here is, and you know, the other issue is, like I talked about in the first segment, ESPN and SportsCenter has almost turned into a 24-hour news network like a CNN or a Fox News. And when you decide that you're going to put that much coverage into something, when you decide that you're going to make it an hour long, look at 24-hour news coverage. There just isn't enough there, unless there's a Libyan war going on or something, to cover that much programming. Therefore, you have to repeat stuff. You have to have stupid packages. And ESPN does some great stuff. ESPN has some great packages. ESPN has some great investigative reporting. But for every investigative report that they have, they also have Buster Olney telling us why the Boston Red Sox are on the panic meter, why somebody may not be making the playoffs on April 8th.
And to go along with that, don't be surprised. There's been times where I'll watch ESPN. I'll watch like a 60 or E60. They have a story. 3 months later, I'll all of a sudden see that story featured on SportsCenter.
Yes.
And it brings up an email you sent me. There was a link, a current link, about Jay Cutler from, I think it was just ESPN Chicago.
Correct.
But that goes back to show of, I mean, yeah, it's a good story, but there's sometimes I'll sit down and I'll watch and I go, wait a second, I saw this in December when it was current.
Yeah. Yeah, they run stuff like that all the time. That's what happens. But that's what happens when you are a 24-hour news service. There just isn't enough to go around. Now, they have programming in between, but they talk about the same stuff on that programming. 5 to 7 with Around the Horn and Pardon the Interruption, a more Sports Center. And then if you watch the awful Sports Nation show, which is one of the worst shows out there, right up there with ESPN First Take. These are shows that talk about the same exact stuff that SportsCenter does. They just do it on a panel form only with no reporting. I miss the 30-minute SportsCenters that ran over and over again that were just highlights. I miss that because it was pure. It got straight to the point. When I watch SportsCenter now, I change the channel when there's not highlights going. And the fact that they hint to me when the stories I need to know about are coming up on the left, it makes me turn the channel rather than keep it there for the entire time, which is counterproductive to what ESPN probably wants to do. All right, coming up next, Tiger Woods is making a run in the Masters. I mean, we saw it coming. We said he had a chance. But are some people writing articles that say they're surprised he's doing this well? We'll talk about it next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.